Well, hello. Some of you probably don't recognize me because my wife, for most of the time we've been here, we've had children. We tend to go to the 10:45 service. Now that we've been empty nesters for a whole week, it's time for some changes, I guess. So I've asked to talk about discipleship and what it means to me, a little bit about First Lutheran. At First Lutheran, I've done some roles. I've been on the church council. I've been on the stewardship, education, and nominating committees. But for me, being a disciple really means what you do all 7 days of the week, not just on Sunday. I can't remember, one of our pastors used to joke about people getting religion on Sunday morning and losing it on the way out of the church parking lot. But what do we do on the rest of our daily lives? So most of you know, I think some of you know what I do in my day life as far as my work in the healthcare community and the school board. But another area you may not know as much about is Rotary Youth Exchange. So one of the things I think is really important to me, partly because my own children have done this, is sending our kids across the world and bringing other kids here. And one of the things we do when we orient them, we do a series of orientations, and one thing we talk about them with is something called the four-way test. And the four-way test is this, and it's used by all Rotarians, hopefully, of the things we think, say, and do. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned? And when I orient the kids, I kind of ask them, does this remind you of anything, to see if it reminds them of what it reminded me the first time I read it. And for me, it reminds me of the Golden Rule. And interestingly, all cultures and world religions have their own version. The Jewish version, what is hateful for you, do not do unto your neighbor. This is the whole of the Torah. All the rest is commentary. Or the Hindu version, this is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you. And for me, it tells me that just across worldwide, this is what it means to be a disciple, no matter what religion you are, but hopefully as a Christian. A friend of mine posted on Facebook a few weeks back a meme, and in the meme it had a construction worker and it had Jesus, and the construction guy says, Jesus, should I put one of those fish symbols on my truck so they'll know I'll be a Christian? And in the return, Jesus says, no, how about you leave it off and you see if they can guess you're a Christian by the way you act? And to me, I think that's a really important way to look at things. And I try to use this four-way test, actually, in my day life. I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I have the hardest time living up to it when I'm negotiating with insurance plans, but I still try my best. So for me, I'd like to tell you is that hopefully you'll look at it the same way, that you're a Christian 7 days of the week. Hopefully they'll guess by the way you act. One of my favorite hymns goes, they'll know we're Christians by our love. Hopefully they see it in the way you act on a day-to-day basis. Thanks.